Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Williams to Giddey over the midcourt line. Giddey goes. Midcourt. Oh! It's good! It's good! It's good! Bulls win! Bulls win! Bulls win! Josh Giddey from midcourt. Josh Giddey, I love you.
You know who that is. That's Chuck Swirsky. You can hear Chuck tonight on The Score, by the way. Bulls basketball is coming to you beginning this evening. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Been ready.
I feel like we've got to do a team Are You Ready check. The Bulls regular season begins tonight at the United Center. Spiegel and Holmes live from 2 to 6 at the UC. They will be joined by Arturis Karnišovas. That's at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Horace Grant is at 5:25. Then Chuck Swirsky and Bill Weddington bring you the action of Bulls and Pistons. Pregame is at 6:45. Tip-off is at 7. On The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Helly Forklifts. So we got to interview Josh Giddey yesterday. It was a wonderful moment for the show. I feel like Robbie was the inspiration for us to even request Josh Giddey. So Robbie, thank you.
I hope you
enjoyed talking to your favorite Hooper.
Yeah, my goat. Yeah, of course.
I mean, saying what's up, King, was letting it all out there. You made it known. Additionally, Josh Giddey had a lot to say. I feel like we got a lot out of him when it came to what he wanted to see, what his thoughts were on his relationship with the Bulls off of the extension. And here's what he had to say after Marshall asked him a question about what the Bulls can accomplish in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, the East is pretty wide open with, you know, teams dealing with different things. And you don't want to really put a cap on a team going into a season, because I think, and as I said earlier, we've got a lot of confidence in the guys that we have in this locker room. And we think, I think the world of this group, and I think we can do special things. And, I don't want to make a prediction or say we can be this team or, you know, then you got those expectations, you don't live up to it. But I really do believe in this group. And I think everyone wants to win championships and everyone wants to be playoff teams, and we're no different. But it's about taking the right steps and not skipping steps to get to that point. So long season ahead, 82 games. And if we do the right things and play the way we need to play, I think when we look back on this, we're going to be pretty happy with where we end up.
I hear him say this, and I understand he doesn't want to put a number on it. He doesn't want to put a seed on it. But, and he's only been here 1 year, and it was the best year of his professional career.
It was.
So he doesn't know about the fact I mean, he knows about the fact, but he hasn't felt the loss of three straight playing games.
Like we have.
To the same team every time. You get what I'm saying? And so I understand why he's so enthusiastic. Man just got paid.
He has hope.
He has hope.
He has hope and he has money.
Listen,
and youth. And hair. It's a dangerous combination.
Revolutions are built on hope is what I was told. And this would be a revolution for this team to jump up and assert itself into a top six team in the East. It would be a revolution. You know why? Are they better than the Cleveland Cavaliers? That was the one seed last year.
No, yeah. I knew when you asked that. Cleveland, no. In fact, Cleveland scored 130 points against them plus, 120 points against them plus. Like, the history of the matchups last season wasn't great.
Are they better than the Celtics?
No.
The Knicks?
No.
All right, so that's three teams off the top. Now, here's where it gets interesting.
Yes.
Are they better than the Pacers minus Miles Turner and minus Tyrese Halliburton?
Yeah, that's the who are the Pacers minus
right.
those two? That's a big question we're going to have to ask.
So they're in limbo. They're a question mark. Are they better than the Bucks that lost, obviously? Oh, no, we're just saying no.
No.
No. Giannis.
Now, they did play the Bucks better last year.
Yes, they did play the Bucks better. Are they better than the Magic that traded for Desmond Bane?
That's a good question.
That's
that
got the
trade
Wagner
was
brothers.
Big.
And of course, Paolo Banchero. Are they better? So
who's always given the Bulls trouble?
Are they better than the Hawks team that acquired Kristaps Porzingis?
The Hawks are a big question mark. So I think they could be better than the Hawks.
Are they better than the Detroit Pistons? We'll find out tonight.
We'll find out at least one game tonight.
I know who's running that audio over there talking about no.
Well, I mean, the Pistons finished what? In the regular season, 1, 2, 3, 4, they were the sixth seed, so.
But I don't know if they're better than the Sixers because I can't tell you who's playing for the Sixers.
Well, and the Sixers did the tank. Like, the Sixers executed the full tank.
They leaned hard.
They did it. Like, they got exactly what they wanted. They got the draft pick that they could get. They got the best odds possible to have the best possible outcome given their season.
VJ Edgecombe.
They pulled half their team with 2 weeks to go. I don't even know who was playing in the lineups the last couple games. Yeah, the Sixers did the thing. They went all out.
I say all that, Layla, to say this. There are four teams that we just named that are definitively better than the Bulls right now that we look at and we're like, well, the Bulls aren't, they're just not better. Their rosters are not better. But there's a lot of question marks in there. And I think the Bulls have a chance here because they have a group of players that are coming back and you say, well, they didn't add enough. Well, but they actually showed you at the end of the season what they could be.
We're also still trying to figure out, I've lived so much of my NBA life knowing that a team might get better based on what happens at the trade deadline. And because of the new CBA and the apron concepts that are now going to dominate conversations like this, that you might be looking at your team at the trade deadline minus a couple of details. You know, and famously, the Bulls are not a very active team under Arturas Karnišovas at the trade deadline. Vooch was the biggest trade they had at the deadline as a whole, you know, in the time that he's been the GM. And the president and Mark Eversley. So trying to piece that together too, it becomes more dependent on who's coming back when. Like, I still said the Celtics because there are reports, and I say this very, very purposefully, reports that Tatum could come back from his Achilles in February. So if that's enough time, you know, they become, that's a swing for them that takes them to perhaps the top seed in the East. Halliburton, we know, hurt his Achilles during the finals. That means that the timeline is a lot longer. You know, you have to take those things into consideration. The Knicks have a new coach, for example.
I think the biggest thing here, when I look at these Bulls team, we talk about them doing something special. We saw a glimpse of special at the end of the season when they won 15 of the last 20 games in the regular season. I know what followed was very disappointing and alarming and really just kind of cold to the chest when you saw what the Heat did, not just beating them in the playing game, but whooping their tails up and down the court, mollywhopping out back. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes.
My dad used to take off his belt, and I was like, yeah, I know, I shouldn't have done that. And now I will pay the price.
And
that's what it
one.
Felt like. Yeah.
That play-in game left such a bad taste in our mouths. Like, that was the other part of it, was they just got absolutely waxed. And then you saw what happened when Miami advanced, and they got waxed. And then you're asking yourselves, well, what's the gap here?
Degrees of separation.
What's the gap between the good teams in the playoffs and what the Bulls are?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At best, you can chalk it up to a bad night. At worst, you could say they're so far away. But because Josh Giddey averaged nearly a triple-double after the All-Star break, because Matis Buzelis is that guy that you're really looking hard at, and he's got a runway with Coby White being out, and that's part of the problem, is Coby White's out really indefinitely, because he's going to be reevaluated. He's not coming back in 2 weeks. He's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks.
Well, that's part of it. And we're talking about a play-in Bulls team that had the Eastern Conference Player of the Month in March in Coby White. So that's not this discussion. Because, again, injuries do have a major factor in how we feel like this team is going to get.
The thing that I lean into and why I say a top six seed is available to the Bulls this season, and I really mean that and believe that, and I will put my money, not proverbially speaking, but my literal money where my mouth is on this, is because I know one thing about Billy Donovan. He can coach. I know another thing about Billy Donovan. The players that play for him play really, really hard, and in the NBA, everybody doesn't play hard every night.
No, Rasheed Wallace was wrong. Both teams do not play hard sometimes.
Back then, in his day, they did play hard,
when
Layla.
He said it, there's a reason he did play hard. Yeah. I don't question Rasheed Wallace, but you can't say that every week.
He said it because he did not want to get that fine, because that fine was coming if he criticized the officials on that given night. But seriously, as we talk about the Bulls here on Raheemy Harris and Grody, Mark Grody coming up later in the show from Hallis Hall, I just want people to understand that the Bulls are disappointing to me from a front office standpoint, but from an on-the-court standpoint, they can be exciting. I think several things could have this Bulls team in position. One of them is Trey Jones, who we really don't talk about because he missed the back end of last season, but I think he's a functional, more than a serviceable point guard, and knows what Billy Donovan's trying to do. And I think they can still play with pace, and they can win some of these games against teams that are also trying to figure things out without injured players.
Well, and Io's back, and I think that's going to make a big difference defensively, and they're going to need him. Because unfortunately, you know, when we've talked about this, you know who Vooch is. Like, there, once again, I accept who Nikola Vucevic is. You know, he's an offensive first center. He's going to try, you're going to try to run as much as you can in the post. He's an offensive minded five. So then whose responsibility is the defense? You know, and Isaac Okoro has to play into that, but also there are injury concerns there. So that's a part of this, too, is there's a lot of we're still trying to figure out who everybody is, you know, as far as how this is put together as a whole. So that's why it's hard for me to say, what are the special things going to be? We saw special things in March and in April, but that's not who I think this team is going to be.
I think this is a team that has two players, Kobe when he's healthy, and Iodosumu when he, from day one, a.k.a. tonight. They are in contract years. They are trying to get the biggest bag they can, and I think Billy Donovan's system will allow them to get the biggest bag they can if they're healthy.
I think that the question is, you know, what are the special things going to be? And how are I know that we used to make the jokes last season before it began. We were like, oh, so they're going to have to win like 140, 135 every night. You know, like I don't think that's going to be. I feel like a lot of who they picked up, like Okoro, for example, is going to help out defensively. Io, of course, plays great defense. The rotations are going to look different. But as far as special things are concerned, that's where I'm still trying to figure out how this is put together.
Do you expect Vooch to be on this team at the trade after the trade deadline?
The biggest question is whether or not the Bulls can move him for what they want. Zach LaVine took too long, in my opinion, to move.
Yeah, that there's no doubt.
Like the fact that we were talking about that for a year and a half, with his agent being Rich Paul. And I know that GMs are the ones who trade people, front offices trade people. But you don't get Rich Paul for no reason. And I think maybe there'd be some sort of a relationship building that might have helped expedite that situation, and it didn't happen.
I think for him, he obviously wants to go to a contender, and I think the Bulls are going to probably do him a solid and move him to a contender for certainly less than they would like, because nobody's paying that price for 35-year-old Nikola Vucevic. You're not getting a first rounder back for Nikola Vucevic. You're just not.
Well, and that's the issue, is I feel like Zach LaVine was their best chance to get a first rounder back, and that didn't happen.
Yeah, not only did it not happen, it was really never close to happening. And when you had a chance to get a first round pick, and you know, for Alex Caruso, you opted for Giddey instead. I'm like, why can't we have both?
I know that was the
They've
question.
Got so many picks.
Well, especially when the Thunder valued what Caruso specifically did for their team so much, that was a big part of this. Also, recent reports, the most recent reports, and this is overnight, that Isaac Okoro will play. He's been cleared to play in the season opener tonight. He'd been dealing with knee soreness, so that's a good sign as well.
And I think Io was hurt too, or hurting, and he's going to play tonight as well. So we're full going, unless your name is Zach Collins
or Kobe White.
Which, those are two very important parts of this team.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's what I'm going to see tonight. I don't need to see special things overall just yet. I do need to see more defense tonight.
I would like to see more than we saw
the last
time.
I'm going to be your old gristled basketball coach and say more defense.
The last time we were there for a season opener, maybe better than that?
You mean the time where you and I had like a brief chat and 2 minutes later the Thunder were up 19?
Yeah.
And you go, wait a second. What happened? And we're like, wait. The good news is that was a team that ended up winning the title.
Is that the good news?
Yes.
I guess. They certainly think they won the Alex Caruso, Josh Giddey trade. I know that because they got what they needed.
The game last night was also just as impressive as everything else that took place.
Double overtime.
And Kevin Durant facing his fifth team, as Ray pointed out. Yeah, there was word on the NBA street that Durant always wanted to play for Houston, and he finally made it happen.
It's not too far from Austin, right, where he played his college ball?
Yeah, and it only was 1 year, but he still has a great affinity toward Austin.
Rick Barnes.
Thunder end up winning that game 125-124 in double OT. That's how you begin it. That's how you start it. And Marshall's Warriors beat the Lakers 119-109. Nobody's surprised there. LeBron didn't play. So
Luka did. He dropped 43.
Luka also looked like he was a little hurt in that game. Yeah.
He said he's going to be fine. He said just a little something with his hip not feeling quite right.
What I did not expect was Jimmy Butler to lead the scoring for the Warriors with 31.
You didn't expect him to make 16 of 16 from the line?
All of those things. Jimmy Butler and Steve Kerr may be the combination that everybody needed there. At least for now.
We'll see. We'll see.
Somewhere out there, Tibbs is laughing. Somewhere. We have more to come here on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. A little bit more basketball before we get into football. What does a successful season look like for this Bulls team? We talked about what could be special. So at the end of the day, how does this break down when it comes to what success would be? We're going to hear more. In fact, Modest Buzelis spoke at Team Media Day, so we'll hear from him and discuss next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.